Minnesota News Network, I'm Tasha Radel. The Minnesota Senate is expected to take up a package of bills on immigration enforcement restrictions when it comes to federal grants. It would require agents have a judicial warrant before entering any school, healthcare facility, and courthouse. Ann Stallman is a parent urging Republicans to join Democrats and pass it.
They call themselves the party of family values, the party of law and order. But children needed them, and they looked away. The Constitution was being violated, and they looked away.
The bill has stalled in the House. The National Weather Service is warning of flooding in portions of the Boundary Waters as rising water levels continue to impact the region. A flood advisory remains in effect this afternoon. The U.S. Forest Service says water levels could surpass flooding seen during the spring of 22 and June of 2024. Visitors are being warned to expect high, fast-moving, and extremely cold water conditions that could flood campsites, portages, and trails. Minnesota nonprofit SAVE, Suicide Awareness Voice of Educations, is speaking out against a lawsuit by NetChoice challenging the state's new social media warning label law, saying it's another effort by tech companies to sidestep responsibility for harm to young users. CEO Eric Mishy says the law,
it has nothing to do with free speech. It doesn't even have anything to do with prohibiting content. It is the same type of warning label that we would see on cigarettes or alcohol.
SAVE backed the Minnesota warning label law and plans to continue fighting to protect children and families. A pickup driver is dead after colliding with a Metro Transit bus this morning in South Minneapolis. Police say the pickup was speeding when it failed to obey a stop sign and was struck by the bus. In other headlines, if you're out hiking and come across a fawn lying alone, the Minnesota DNR says don't panic and don't interfere. Acting big game program leader Paul Burr says while it may look abandoned, that's rarely the case.
The vast majority of the time, the mother or the doe is going to be in the general area, and there is risk of you maybe bumping that doe away. Also, if you mess around or touch a fawn or interact with it too much, you could potentially be opening up to predators being able to find it easier.
Minnesota food and beverage companies are getting national attention at one of the country's largest food industry events. The Minnesota Department of Ag's Make It Minnesota program is helping 11 emerging and established brands showcase their products at the 2026 National Restaurant Association show in Chicago coming up May 16th through the 19th. This is MNN.